I'm still exploring all my possibilities. You know, that's the wonderful thing about music, that if you're not severely injured, you can continue, as Duke Ellington continued, as Horowitz continued, as all the great artists continue till they're put in the grave.
Ahmad Jamal first gained fame and fortune for his trio recordings of the late 50s, but he doesn't care to be thought of as a trio player.
I don't have a trio. I have a small ensemble, a large ensemble. I never think in terms of it being a trio. That term has lived out its usefulness as far as I'm concerned. Either have a small ensemble or a larger ensemble.
Small or large, Jamal thinks orchestrally. He operates through subtle and continuous variations in rhythmic feel, pacing, dynamics, and musical form. His is an aesthetic of contrast that has made him one of the most influential pianists in jazz history. Just ahead, Ahmad Jamal brings his small group to the stage of the Rose Theater and then leads our orchestra through the aftermath. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center. In for Wynton Marsalis, I'm Wendell Pierce, and we're glad you're here. Since his days in Chicago's Pershing Lounge and the long-playing record that made his name, Ahmad Jamal has played the tune Like Someone in Love. Something about that tune keeps the piano master coming back.
And I try and keep things different and interesting, first of all, for me. And if the audience finds it different and interesting, then I'm further compensated.
Thank you.
Like Someone in Love. Music by Jimmy Van Heusen, as performed by Ahmad Jamal on piano, James Kamak on bass, and James Johnson on drums.
I owe all my success to two major influences, my mom and my city of Pittsburgh.
Ahmad Jamal is just one of a slew of truly great jazz musicians who emerged from Pittsburgh in the 1930s and 40s. That roll call includes Earl Hines, Mary Lou Williams, Ray Brown, Art Blakey, and Stanley Turrentine. Jamal started on piano at age 3 and was playing professionally by 11. At Westinghouse High School, his music teacher was Carl McVicker, who also taught Billy Strayhorn and Errol Garner. Now that's a little something to be proud of. In a city divided by prejudice, McVicker encouraged both black and white students, and he had the gift of making them all want to get better.
The role of a good teacher should be to strive to make your students better than you are. And that's a great legacy to leave behind. And that's what he did.
60 years later, the student is widely acknowledged as a master. And he's challenged and inspired countless young pianists as well. Here is Ahmad Jamal with an orchestra of one, his solo piano. It's magic. Thank you. It's Magic by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn. Solo piano at Jazz at Lincoln Center by Ahmad Jamal. Ahmad Jamal attained the status of jazz legend for the way he reconceived the piano trio. Rather than simply play the melody and start soloing, his ensembles added catchy intros, riffs, and interludes to well-known standards. His solos developed through subtle shifts in rhythm, spacing, and dynamics. In contrast with the flash of Art Tatum, Errol Garner, or Oscar Peterson, Jamal found that he could often say more with fewer notes. Ironically, Ahmad Jamal never intended to create a jazz trio, but at the age of 21, he more or less inherited one.
Well, my career has always been dictated. I haven't made the choice. The choices have been made for me. And what happened, I was a pianist with a group called the Four Strings, which consisted of violin, guitar, piano, and bass. And when that group broke up, I inherited the bass guitar and piano portion, because Joe Kennedy, our musical director, the late Joe, Professor Joe Kennedy, one of the outstanding musicians of all time, he went back home. I was chosen to be the leader of the Three Strings. So that's how my career as a band leader started in 1951. A lot of responsibility though, for a young man. For an old man too.
Ahmad Jamal's body is 78 years old, but his mind and fingers are quite spry, as we'll hear on his musical signature. It's a 1940s Glenn Miller hit that he so fully reimagined that it became his own. Poinciana.
Thank you.
Point Siena by Buddy Bernier and Nat Simon. On stage at the Rose Theater, Ahmad Jamal and his small ensemble. Poinciana on Jamal's 1958 album, At the Pershing, was a brilliant distillation of the pianist's style. The record rode to number 3 position on the pop charts and allowed Jamal to start his own Chicago jazz club, the Alhambra. Yet he's never been interested in trying to recapture lightning in a bottle. If you ask him what's his favorite among the albums he's done, he'll answer, the next one.
The more you know, you also recognize how little you know. You know? So you always have to make new discoveries. You can't create, you can only reflect creativity, that's my opinion. But you can make discoveries.
Ahmad Jamal continues his search for musical possibilities with this rearrangement of his 1970 The Awakening. Ma Jamal, The Awakening, with James Kamak on bass, James Johnson on drums, and Manolo Bandrena on percussion. You can bring home the swing. You see performances of Ma Jamal during his days at the Pershing and playing live with George Coleman. Or to hear this program again, go to jalc.org/jazzcast. Then click on More Resources. Let us know what you think. Send us an email to jazzradio@jalc.org. I'm Wendell Pierce, in for Wynton Marsalis. This is Jazz at Lincoln Center. Jamal has dedicated his most recent CD, It's Magic, to his longtime album producer, Jean-François Debert. We asked him why.
He was like a brother to me. Him and I were very, very close. And he was a man that was involved in music first and the business second. And that is so rare. Usually it's a business first and music second.
Debert died in 2005. His Birdology label lives on. Ahmad Jamal honors the memory of his friend by blending the Oscar-nominated movie theme Wild is the Wind and Sing, written for children's television. It's Sing in particular that reminds him of Debert. Wild is the Wind by Ned Washington and Dmitri Tiomkin, and Sing by Joe Raposo. Played on the Rhodes Theater stage by pianist Ahmad Jamal, bassist James Kamak, the drummer James Johnson, and Manolo Bandrena on percussion.
Well, I grew up in big orchestras. Not a commonly known fact, but when you're in Pittsburgh, you are surrounded with all sorts of configurations, small groups, duos, playing by oneself. In Westinghouse High School, I was with the junior orchestra, the beginners orchestra, the senior orchestra, and then we had a group called the Cadets, which was our swing orchestra.
Jamal doesn't like to be pigeonholed as a trio player. Even in a three-piece combo, he thinks of his group as a small-scale orchestra.
All my compositions can be adapted to big band. That's why Gil Evans found it so easy to take my new rumba and just take it note for note and transfer it to big band Miles Plus 19.
For this date at the House of Swing, Ahmad Jamal was happy to arrange another original composition, The Aftermath, for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Thank you.
Jamal's The Aftermath, with solos by the composer on piano, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, and Sherman Irby on alto, with a trombone solo by Vincent Gardner. The rhythm section comprised James Kamak on bass, James Johnson on drums, and Manolo Bandrena on percussion. The Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, with some inspired soloing under the baton of Ahmad Jamal. Our saxophones, Ted Nash, Victor Goins, Walter Blandon, Sherman Irby, and Joe Temperley. Vincent Gardner, Elliot Mason, David Taylor, and Chris Crenshaw on trombones. In the trumpet section, Marcus Prinup, Sean Jones, Ryan Kaiser, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Artistic Director, Wynton Marsalis. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced at Murray Street. This show was written by Andrew Rosenblum. Our producers are David Gorin and Steve Rath with Alexa Lim. Recordings by Sandy Palmagrassi and Jeff Rothman at XM Studios. And Jenny Lawson at WWNO, New Orleans. Thanks to Greg Wells, Matthew Long Middleton, and musicologist John Riggle. Kat Henry supervises our recordings and broadcasts. The executive director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Adrian Ellis. In for Wynton Marsalis, I'm Wendell Pierce. Thanks for joining us.